Hello.
Hey, Chris, John Call with Local Slash. My apologies. I don't know if the call dropped due to like the battery.
No,
or something,
my phone. Yeah, my phone died.
And no worries.
I've been trying to get it back up.
Well, I will let you know this again. If you have about 3 minutes, we're basically done. The only other thing I was going to ask for was if you're what your hours of operation were, and then did you get the text of that website link just to see what kind of sample website we provide?
Yeah, this Local Splash.
Uh-huh. So again, this is just the website structure. It's going to be fully customized however you want it to be customized. We can even start like trying to emulate a little bit of your actual like color scheme and things like that. It would still be on teambrunson-enterprises.com as long as you own that domain. As far as you know, you own the domain, right?
I would have to double check.
Okay. So I'm going to put in there just to get the team to build out the website just in case you want to take advantage of that. It's not an additional cost. It's just so that way you have that as a back pocket item if you want to save yourself $200 a month. Okay?
Yeah.
And then that way you don't have to cancel with the other guys until we build it out for you just to make sure that you're happy with the build out.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Now, how do you
feel about the Google voice search things that's going around?
Thank you for asking that. We used to offer that and we cut it down, and here's why. Think about this on Google search, voice search. What type of services do you offer where someone would never want to look you up online and would just rely on you being a search result on voice?
Yeah, I can see that.
So the businesses that do succeed in that are lock and key services, plumbing services, something that's like super urgent sometimes, right? Emergency type services. I know you do offer that as some of your service offerings. I saw that on your list. But if it's not your core business, voice search just didn't really turn the right profit margins for, you know, our contractor-based like service providers.
Okay.
So, but don't get me wrong. I mean, some people will probably say how amazing it is when they're selling it to you. Again, we just haven't had that success for our clientele.
Okay.
So last thing for you, what was the physical address for the business? Because I had 964 High House, is that correct?
Yeah, High House, number 3-something, I can't remember. 64-something, what did it say?
Let me see here. I had 964 High House number 3116.
Yes.
Okay. And that is, do you want us to publish that address or do you want to keep it unpublished on Google?
Unpublished.
Okay. All right. So I'll make sure to put that in there.
Now, on one of my, each time I, you know, trying to verify with Google can be very, very difficult sometimes, challenging. And I did one, and I think I had to do another one. But I thought I had about 5 reviews on one. Thought I did.
Let me see here. I'll double check right now.
Because someone did create a link for me to send to customers, and I do that when I can.
So you said you found one. So, I mean, I just typed in Team Brunson Enterprises Cary NC, and I see a Google listing that has everything that I needed there, and it's going to be what we'll build out for you. You should be the one who has access to this to share the access with us. So just to make sure you do have access to one, whichever one you have access to, that's what you would want to share with us, so that way we can manage and optimize it for you.
Yeah.
Because right now it doesn't have any of like the listings of the services you offer or the like the photos of what you do and things like that. So we would help build that out. And that one doesn't have any reviews, but that's not our problem because again, what we'll do, same thing what you referred to in the past, we'll send you a link so that way you can send text messages or emails and just drop the link to your clients and say, and you can even go back to some of your former clients and just, if you want to, if you have connections to them still where you say, hey, can you leave my review on Google? And then that way that'll just give you that more long-term stability because even if you stop with us, your Google reviews don't go anywhere. It's not like how some of these other providers like Yelp will kind of wipe away your reviews or something like that. We wouldn't ever do that on Google and not like we can because Google is their own little entity. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're basically done here. Let me just make sure I get everything opened up for the actual billing portion. Again, it's a month-to-month program, $249 a month. You do want us to include that website build out, right? So that way you can decide if you want to keep ours or keep theirs.
Yeah, I sent them a message to see if I own the domain because he asked me how was I doing today. They randomly.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, but just be careful. Do not tell them you're going to cancel just yet. And here's why. You don't want them to lock you out. You do not want them to lock you out of your domain if it is your domain.
Right. I just asked them, do I own the domain? That's all I asked them.
Okay, good. And then so if they say yes, just say, okay, great. So what is my, can I have my password and, you know, and everything like that? So that way you can get access to it and make sure if they have access to anything else, you remove access. Let's say they have access to your Google profile or access to Facebook or anything like that. You just make sure you claim ownership of that by either changing your password or whatever the case may be. But it didn't seem like they were really doing anything for you on Google, so I imagine they don't really have access to it anyway.
So a question to you. So I'm looking at my business profile. So I have two. One is Team Brunson Enterprises, and one is Team Brunson Enterprises LLC.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a second one, so let me check that out real quickly here.
So one, just add the LLC on it. Or one is without LLC.
Right. I found the one without LLC. And you're saying the other profile on Google? You see it on Google?
Yeah, I'm looking at my profile and it's showing me two that's been verified.
Are you looking on the back side or are you looking like on a search?
I searched my name and then I went into my profile.
Okay, so you went into your profile. So the fact that you can see on your profile is different from what I can see as a searcher. A searcher only, okay. The only one I can find as a searcher is Team Brunson Enterprises. So that's the one I can see.
Is that,
that shows that you go without LLC, and it shows you going from Morrisville, Cary, Apex, Holly Springs, and you like touch like the west side of Raleigh, for example, is what it shows
so
as far as your service area.
On the one with the LLC, I have 16 five stars.
Do you mind sending me a link to that? You can send it via the text message real quickly, and then I'll look for it.
How do you do that?
If you click on the profile, it should have just in the address bar at the top, you just copy the whole address.
You talking about the three dots? No.
Right.
When I click on the three dots, it says business profile settings, notifications, add a new business, your business profiles.
Can you share? Can you just share the like link to that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool.
What number?
This 877 number, the same one I've been sending you text messages from.
tell me what, can you tell me what the number is? I'm in my phone.
877-635-6225. Yeah, 877-635-6225.
Okay, I just sent it.
All right, let me check it out here when it comes in.
Because on one of my profiles, one of the companies had made a little 30-second little commercial, and I added it to my profile. I didn't know because there's no rule book to this stuff, and they you know, took me down. So then I was scrambling to get it back up. So that's probably why I got two.
All right, let me try to find it right now. I think I'm going to just have to look on Google real quick. Let me try to find it here. Let's see. I'm going to use my cell phone as well. Sometimes it's different on the cell phone versus the...
Well, I can send you a Google review link. Would that help? No?
Yes, no, that would.
Right.
That would definitely help. Because right now, when I'm trying to find you, it doesn't pop up. It still just pops up the regular one.
Okay.
Oh, I found it. I think we're good. Let me just check this out here.
I sent you a review anyway. Am I paying right now or am I paying later?
You start up with us with a upfront payment, correct?
Okay. I need to know if I need to go back down. Can you just get my money?
Yeah, I'm almost done getting to that point. I just want to make sure I got the right profile because you want us to build out this one that already has 16 reviews. And now we're talking low-hanging fruit, so that works really well. That's so weird how you have this profile, and then when I try to find the profile with, like, just for what you do, it doesn't even show up like that. It's so odd.
Let me see if I made that my primary. If I didn't make it a primary, it probably wouldn't come up. Let me look. I think I might have made the other one to my primary.
Got it. I found how to get it, so we're good now.
Okay.
Let me just make sure I pull it up one more time just for good measure. Nice. Okay. So as long as you have access to that, now we're going to optimize the heck out of that. So at least that one has your logo and was built out on some level. It just wasn't really optimized. So that's going to help a lot.
Okay.
GBP down here. Okay, so I found your Google Business profile. We got everything going there. Everything is set up properly now. Okay, last couple steps are just the voice verification portion. That's your for quality assurance, and then we'll do the payment as well at that point. Okay, So 16 five-star reviews. Yeah, this makes your situation a lot more promising for us to have quick results. So, yeah, thank you for that and looking for that. All right. So last two things before we go into the voice verification portion of the call. We do allow you to choose a security question, so that way if there's any confusion about, you know, what we're doing here, and if you get a call from someone and they say that they're with Local Splash, you'll be able to question that very quickly. So the reason why I bring that up is that if you have any questions, we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name as your security question. Which one would you prefer there?
Pet name.
Okay. And the answer to that?
Cricket.
C-R-I-C-K-E-T?
Yes.
Okay. And
like,
then...
Go ahead.
Like the sport and the insect, right?
Yeah, the insect, yeah.
Nice, okay. And then, so again, the month-to-month program is $249 a month, as we talked about before. There is a one-time setup fee, but it's not meant to break your back or anything like that. To include all the programming and the initial setup, including the website, Facebook, whatever you need from us, it's priced at $99. So today's payment will be $348, and then every month thereafter, $249, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then the card you'll be using, Chris Brunson, 964 High House, number 3116, Cary, North Carolina, 27513?
Yes.
Okay. Now, whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the card information.
4020-6600-0605-1907.
4020-6600-0605-1907?
Yes.
The expiration?
0426.
Okay. And the three digits on the back?
885.
And the 3116, is that considered like a unit number, apartment number, suite number?
It's suite.
Okay. I just had it as a hashtag, and the system for credit card processing doesn't accept the hashtag. Okay, so everything is good here. A last step before we do the processing of the card, just so you know again one more time, everything that we talked about, this is going to be included on a month-to-month package, and you'll have everything in writing, including the setup time of 7 to 14 days for your your Facebook page and your website. And if you want us to onboard that to your current domain, we'll definitely do that. And then also the Google optimization. We usually will say this in writing, it's a promised time of 30 to 45 days, but you already have a much stronger Google profile than we initially thought when we were first looking at you. So we'll make sure to get that pushed even faster, but you'll still have that in writing as a promised time of 30 to 45 days, okay?
Okay.
All right, but as far as the voice verification, I'll go ahead and begin here. If you have any questions, let me know. For now, to be clear, I have your business name as Team Brunson Enterprises LLC, and your name is Chris Brunson, okay?
Yes.
All right, Chris. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Team Brunson Enterprises, LLC.
Okay, great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Brunson, owner.
Okay. And as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Chris, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 6 to 7. And then as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided the security question of your first pet's name to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, when we do call, starting with tomorrow's call at 6 o'clock, we will always call from our main number, the 877-635-6225 customer service number, the same one I sent the text messages from. So make sure you save that number as local/ under your contacts. And when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local/?
Sure.
Okay. And in hiring local/ as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to disclose or let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't understand the question.
Basically, if you sign up with another SEO provider, we advise you to let us know just because it doesn't really make sense to double dip or overlap that.
Yeah, because right now, the reason why I brought up the voice thing is because I'm dealing with somebody and I'm getting nothing.
Oh, you did sign up with someone on voice.
Yeah.
Okay, so my feedback was valid then, and it supported your feedback personally.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. So that's not going to overlap with us. Those voice guys, don't get me wrong, like I said, they really push it hard. It's just that, like I said, if someone can't find you and look everything up about you while they're needing a voice search, like, you know, it doesn't really go hand in hand with the type of business you do. So I appreciate you bringing that up. So yeah, that might be another thing that saves you some money, just hearing it from us that our analytics across our nationwide customer base, we've never really had results with it either. So you will let us know, obviously, if you take any different marketing efforts during the term of your agreement beyond what you've already disclosed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the fifth day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we'd hate to lose you, Chris, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment. You're going to get everything in writing, as I mentioned, via email and text message. It'll say, welcome to local/, please click here to view your initial invoice. It just outlines everything in writing, like I mentioned, that we spoke about. If you wouldn't mind browsing through that, making sure everything lines up, be advised there are certain things that don't apply to you on that listing of services, such as a Google guaranteed and a couple other higher level marketing services that we provide. Don't get me wrong, you can opt into that later, but that's not you know, part of our core service that we've already talked about at the $250 a month. And then whenever you do see that everything lines up with what we talked about, just check off the 2 checkboxes at the bottom, sign as Chris Brunson. And if you have that processed completely by tomorrow's 6 o'clock call, that'd be great. If not, our onboarding team will be glad to review that with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, everything should be processed on our end. Again, we really look forward to restoring your faith in SEO and Facebook marketing and really get you, you know, growing the way you want to grow and hopefully saving you some money off of removing that voice service and that additional website service. So, again, we'll definitely walk you through all that tomorrow at 6, and I appreciate your time. And if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me. You have my information. To be clear to you, Chris, if you ever wanted to reach out to me, you can via text call. You just have to alert that, hey, John, give me a call or something like that if you want to text in, because when you send in text messages or emails, our whole team will be able to view it, so that way we can make sure that your account is serviced in a timely manner. So we definitely have all hands on deck to help you out, okay?
I sure appreciate it.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for your time. Have a good evening. We'll check in tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.